97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Paul. Texans, Vikings, Sunday. Texans 2-point favorites for mybookie.ag. The news today on the Texans injury front: no Joe Mixon, no Damian Pierce, which likely means that Cam Akers will be the starting running back. Here is what offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick had to say about Akers and what he brings to the table yesterday.
Yeah, he's great vision. He's been running, Rams zone scheme. He came from, he did the same thing in Minnesota. He's really good at reading that. We call it riding the wave, finding the right hole to hit. He always plays under control. When he sees it, he hits it. He finished physical. And he has really good contact balance, and I'd say those are the things that jump out with Cam. You pretty much see that every carry.
Ride the wave. I've never heard him say it like that before. As long as he holds on to the football, I think he's going to be good. He's a solid running back in the NFL. Like, is he going to take off and dominate a game? No, but like we even saw last week, he's got moments where he can break out. He can work well in the offense. You're also, hopefully, because you're a quarterback, you don't need him to be a dominant guy, but you got to hold on to the football, Cam.
For third string running backs, he's pretty good. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The fumble thing concerns me, and I do wonder how much they use him. He did have a couple of moments in Sunday Night Football where I said, oh, okay, now we're finally seeing it against good players. Because I was always a little skeptical of what he was doing in the preseason. He was pretty impressive in the preseason, for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had nothing left in the tank. I mean, we're talking about a guy, what, 2 Achilles injuries? My God.
Yeah.
Insane. Like, the worst luck ever. So, to his credit, he comes in on Sunday night, and he actually looked pretty good. He had a couple of nice moments. But I feel like they're going to need to run the football just to, one, bail out the offensive line, which is having a tough time protecting for C.J. Stroud, and two, to allow this passing game to get in sync, because it's not quite there yet. And I don't know that Cam Akers is going to get it done on the road against a Vikings defense with Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator. If I'm Flores, I'm assuming they're going to try to run the football at me, and I'm probably thinking, yeah, go ahead. I'm not even sending the blitz. I'm getting to the quarterback. I got Blake Hashman in the middle of the defense. Jonathan Grenard now is on the defense, too. I feel pretty good. I like my chances if they're going to try to run with Cam Akers, and they have to. They're probably going to have to give it to him 10-plus times.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where Bobby Slowick like proves what we were discussing in the last segment of like how good are you, Bobby? How serious should the NFL be looking at you? Because it's not just that you're going against a good defensive coordinator, but you're also without your top two running backs.
Yep.
And what's your answer before the game even starts to this problem that you have in front of you? Is it more quick passes? Is it more screens? Is it being more creative? Like, we've already seen a little bit with Tank Dell. We saw even in the preseason, or maybe it was week one, the reverser, the jet sweep to Stephon Diggs. Like, how are you going to get the run game involved in a creative way that makes life easier for C.J. Stroud? Because you still have guys like Stephon Gilmore on the other side as well, who are very good cornerbacks. So, like, you can't just not run the ball and expect to win a football game. You got to find a way.
Mm-hmm. Balance. It's key in the National Football League. Meanwhile, the big injury question for the Vikings, they've got some banged up dudes as well, is whether or not Justin Jefferson is playing. Jefferson's arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. I am curious as to how the Texans choose to attack him. Do they double cover him? Do they try to leave him being covered one-on-one by Derek Stingley? I would encourage them to double cover him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he is one of those receivers that should be doubled at all times. Stingley was asked about Justin Jefferson. Derek Stingley is a man of very few words. I got to say, these words hurt. Here he is talking about his relationship with Jefferson.
Man, I don't really talk to him. He much older. LSU is LSU. We always keep in touch a little bit. But Not too much.
He's much older? Sir, he is 2 years older than you. 2 years?
They both started on the same national championship winning team.
Okay, yeah, first of all, a little bit of red flag here. Like, you're telling me you don't talk to the guys you won national championship with there?
Because they're too old?
Like, you don't talk to Jefferson, Chase, Burrow, Clyde Edwards. Like, we saw last week, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Joe Burrow hugged like they hadn't seen each other in 6 months or like 5 years maybe even. It was so nice.
Those guys were juniors and seniors. True freshman.
Old?
He was. They barely even looked at him.
I'm so glad you guys are defending me here, because I felt attacked. Because I know that I am more than 2 years older than Joe, and I know that I am well more than 2 years older than Sean.
Derek Stingley would be like, "Who's this old man you're doing a show?"
Seriously,
with? I mean, I didn't know. My real question is, like, I think this is a poor job by Texans media to not challenge him on this.
Well, hang
on. I think you're like, hey, man.
Just a follow-up.
I don't want to dump on him too much because Stingley clearly doesn't like talking with the media. And you know what? That's totally his right. All I'm saying is I took offense to Derek Stingley implying somebody he played with in college.
Yeah.
Being too old. Too old. Being much older than him.
Yeah,
it's 2 years.
Older.
It's 2 years, Derek. Come on, man.
I just wish DJ was like, because I don't think DJ was in the scrum. I wish, like, I honestly, because DJ is the right person to have in that moment. To him just be like, what do you mean by much older?
DJ needs to hear that, because DJ says that about me whenever he comes on with us on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. DJ acts like I'm so much older than him. And yes, this is about me. I am making it about me.
How old is DJ? I thought you and DJ were the same age.
I think DJ and I are the same age, or around the same
age.
I think he's 28, 27. Okay. Yeah,
I didn't realize DJ was younger than me, to be honest.
I think he's about my age. And Stingley is 23, for reference.
Yeah, he's born in 2000.
I'm much older than Derek Stingley.
He's a dinosaur, I pointed to Paul.
He's like,
I know you are. My dad's younger
For the people on the radio listening.
I know you're pointing at me, Joe.
Can I make you feel better?
Try.
If you're a dinosaur.
I saw so many grays today when I didn't shower.
What's blank?
What?
Well, if you're a dinosaur,
I'm not.
Then what is Joel Blank?
I mean,
he's basically dust, a mummy.
No. Come on, don't be mean.
What?
He's old enough to be my father. Like, that's fine. That's fine. Lance can be my dad. John can be my dad.
But according to Derek,
there'd be young dads, but they're old enough to be my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very. Yeah.
Much older.
I'm not doing that. And by math. It's a little bit of a bigger gap than Justin Jefferson and Derek Stingley. So anyway, that's something I saw yesterday, and I was like, damn it.
Nico Collins is 2 years older than Derek Stingley. Do you think he's like, yeah, Nico Collins, the guy much older than me?
But see, now I kind of want, like, I need, like, a rookie to flip it on Derek. Like, I need Kamari Lassiter to go to Derek and like, hey, man, you're much older than me.
No.
Listen.
I don't need any of this to happen. I'm just saying that I felt attacked.
I think it'd be a fun little bit inside the Texans locker room. Talking about how old players.
Yeah, every 2 years, it's like a new generation. Who are these people?
Now, in Derek Stingley's defense, what did Nick Caserio tell us last year? He views things in like 3-year windows. So maybe Derek just views things in 2-year windows.
Maybe.
I will say, when you are younger, 2 years makes a big difference.
Oh, well, I mean.
But when you're 23, I think you should. Like, once you're in college, I think that kind of goes out the window.
We're all over the age of 25. The birthday that hit hardest for me was 25, not 30.
Really?
Not even 35. No, 30 was like, yeah, whatever. 35, even more so.
Who's counting?
Yeah, it was great that I had a birthday party. I was surprised by that, but it was awesome. 25, I was like, oh my God, this is the end.
Interesting. Like, I guess that's how I felt more for 30.
Mm.
That's when I finally, like, I felt old.
I would feel, if I were in your shoes, it would be the moment where I have a child. That's where I would feel old.
Yeah, still, how old was I? 29?
Okay.
Yeah, I was 29.
Like, that it definitely makes you, like, if, from a maturity standpoint,
yeah.
Joe is more mature than me by default because he has a kid. He has to be.
I mean, I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so he's not even sure. He's not even sure about it.
I'm pretty confident.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I mean, no, I think when I turned 30, I mean, I think, but it was because I had a kid also.
Yeah.
Like, I had the kid, and then I hit 30.
Oh, it's like the double whammy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you're 30,
it was all
bitch.
At once.
Yeah. It was like,
it's me, father time.
It was all
sucking.
The same, like, within, like, you know, it was pretty close together. So, yeah, 25, I feel like, didn't hit that hard. But now it doesn't matter until you hit 40, I feel like. Once you pass 30, it's every 10 years.
40 is fine. It's all fine. But it's just funny how young what I'm pointing out here, young people pointing at age, they're mean about it. And I'm starting to realize this, which is definitely a sign of me getting older.
Yeah. Because now you're like,
it's kind of mean.
Wait, they're being mean to me.
I think that's why I find it weird when interns call me sir, because it makes me feel old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no. Like, or they call me Mr. Jordan. No, no, no.
I mean, at this point, like, we are much older than the intern.
I don't care.
I'm much older than the intern.
I'm only 32. I'm not a mister.
Some of them I want them to call me sir. I'll say
I, you know what?
Show, there was show one. Some respect.
There was one of them who should have called you sir. That's I was old enough to be his father.
That's true.
I acted like that would have been like, oh, that's just a
yeah,
happy high school accident.
Yeah.
That's what it would have been.
You had a baby at prom, but you could have made it happen.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's. I mean, I'll give Ryan the intern this. He was memorable. Definitely memorable.
Left a mark.
I'll never forget. Especially when he like forgets that he interned here and asked to come back. Because that happened.
It happens. It happens.
I think it literally happened.
It literally happened.
Just happened there.
It's things like this happen, in the words of Earl Thomas.
I'll go on. Much older, in the words of Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah, I'm way older. If he thinks Justin Jefferson's old, damn. Damn.
Yeah, you ask him a question, he's like, well, Gramps. actually, Derek Stingley will probably call. No, he might have called you sir. He might call you sir at some point.
I got called sir at HEB the other day. I'm like, damn it. I like it. The little victories you take now, and I'm sure people that are older than me relate to this. The little victories you get is when someone cards you. You're like, still got it.
Mm.
Like, I'm going into McIntyre's. Someone says, bring your ID out. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm still in denial about. I'm in denial about how old I am, but you guys don't think I am.
Last time I was at Lake Charles, Joe and I were both going into the casino. Joe waving on a cross.
Oh, yeah.
Me, hand up, sir. Show me some ID.
Yeah. I think it's the hair.
It does. That's also probably why the interns don't call me sir, is because of the hair.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this dude's just like, he's probably like 22.
Yeah, yeah.
from the 832. Would I get kicked out of the party if I refer to you guys as Mr. or Sir tonight?
No. I'm going to assume that this person texting, can't wait to meet you tonight, also Sir Age.
Look.
Sir Age. Sir Age is like, what, 29 and
I don't
above?
Know anymore.
30 and above?
If you can turn an inside joke around on us, then I'll appreciate it. Now,
yeah.
Remember, because I'm up there in age.
Fear's on me.
Remember, because I will... I'm getting up there in age. I will literally forget what I have said, so you're going to have to explain my own inside joke to me. Because I will not... I'm not kidding. People ask me about things I've said on the air before. I'm like, I said that? I don't remember. I'll even have... like, this stuff is written down in the rundown. Nope, don't remember.
Sometimes Brian or Joel at 302 will say something to me. I'm like, I completely forgot.
Yeah. Unless it's about the bees, then I remember, because I just know they're going to bring it up.
Remember. Top of mind.
You remember. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glasses. Galata, George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans and Vikings on Sunday. Astros, magic numbers 5. Stick around.
We'll talk to you guys about O Athletic. You can check him out, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights, oathletic.com and O Athletic on Instagram. They offer over 100 classes per week, going from athletic training, weightlifting training. You can even dip into stuff like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing classes that are for newbies. So if you've never done it before, don't be afraid to try it out. You definitely can do that. You can get a personal trainer, and they'll work around your schedule, or it's 2 to 5 times a week. I've been working with Cam, throughout this process so far. He's helping me not just with working out while I'm there and with him, what I can do when I'm not on days. So I'm getting personal training and just advice on that, how to take care of my body and recovery. Because that's one thing as I've gotten older, as we've discussed in the last segment, that, recovery is just not the same as it used to be. So check him out, oathletic.com and 767 North Shepherd in the Heights.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Astros' magic number is 5 after a 3-1 victory over the Angels last night. 5 wins combined by the Astros / Mariners losses means that they win the American League West. And theoretically, as Joe George pointed out earlier, they could make it happen this weekend. They just need some help from the Mariners.
Just catch some L's. You know, maybe, you know, have a bat fly the way of Julio Rodriguez once in a while.
Or just your run-of-the-mill absolute disaster on the base paths.
Yeah, try to Mariners. Steal home.
Try to steal home with the bases loaded.
Yeah, you know.
Here's the sad thing. This weekend, the Mariners are playing against the team that we just killed. The Mariners are playing the Texas Rangers in Arlington this weekend.
Well, if the Texas Rangers really want to represent this fine state, mm-hmm. then what they need to do this weekend is take down the Fenty Wenty users of Seattle.
I would
and defend our state.
I would love a half Astros, half Rangers jersey for tonight.
Ooh.
What if I wore that to the party?
That would be interesting.
I think a listener would be totally justified punching me if I actually were to do that.
Jacob DeGrom is pitching tonight.
Is this his first game back?
For the Texas
Rangers. Oh, right. So the Rangers are pulling out all the stops.
They're
like,
hey, we're not dead yet.
They care. I like it. Also, the Texans play the Vikings on Sunday. They're 2-point favorites in Minnesota against Sam Darnold, Brian Flores, Kevin O'Connell, and company. From the 970, we were talking about in the last segment how Derek Stingley said of Justin Jefferson Jr., like, oh, he's 2 years older than me. Like, he's way much older than me. Okay. First off. Second off, a lot of people, they relate to me here. From the 970, I'm 47. I own my own company. I get upset when my employees call me sir. I look like I'm in my early 30s.
Okay, hold up here. Like, you own your own company.
I agree with that part.
You're the boss.
Like, I'm middle management Joe.
No one calls you sir?
The interns.
The interns call. And I do.
And Mapes does.
You know what? If I start calling you sir, maybe other people will start calling you sir.
But I think it's weird because since you're much older than me, it's weird for you to call me sir.
Sir, hang on. Sir, sir.
Sir.
Sir, mate. May I ask you a question? Sir?
Yes, sir.
No, you don't call me sir.
Why not?
Because you're above me on the...
I thought this was a sir
You're above me on the totem pole in a little game that we like to call the Game of Gal Media or Thrones. Yeah. Okay? You're above, sir.
But yeah, I think if you're 47 of your own company, I think they can call you
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I think your employees...
Like, no offense, like, it's your company.
You literally sign their checks, I think.
Now, you can tell them in their paperwork, rule number one, don't call me sir.
Yeah, maybe that's an onboarding thing.
Yeah.
That's something you get ironed out when they get hired.
You can't call your boss babe. Can't do that.
Definitely not.
A boss of mine, when I was working at Hannaford's, which is a grocery store in Massachusetts. Okay. This is one of my favorite bosses ever. His name is Gary. Thought we had a good relationship. One day, just messing around. Wasn't anybody else around. Called him Gare Bear. He didn't like that. He didn't like that.
Wow.
He didn't like that. It's the only time I've ever gotten kind of reprimanded. He chuckled for a second. He's like, you can't say that. Gary was awesome. He was probably my favorite boss. I'm not even kidding. Like, working at a grocery store at the front end.
Yeah.
Guy was the man.
That's funny. Gare Bear.
Yeah.
What do you think Gare Bear is up to these days?
I don't know. I mean, I call my dad's name Gary, so I call my dad Gare Bear every now and then to annoy him. But, like, that's our love language, and I forgot. Like, you can't speak to your boss the same way you'd speak to your father. Both of whom you should speak to with respect. Mm. But since I'm a child still at age 35, Derek Stingley, I'm going to keep on keeping on, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I have not called our boss here at Gal Media. I've not called Mr. Gal. Babe. Not done that yet.
I think I called him David for the first time once.
And Davey!
That was just weird to not say Mr. Gal. I just was like, I don't know. I think it's because I was older. I was a child when I got hired here the first time. So
you were a child.
I was like 20.
That's illegal. Don't throw Mr. Gal.
I was young, actually, according to Derek Stingley Jr.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It would be really funny if just going forward, you could try this at work, see how it goes. Not advising it, but hey, as an experiment, listeners of the Gallant and George radio program, the next time you have an interaction with your boss, you get on one knee, you look down to the ground and say, "My lord, I pledge my banners and full support to you, my lord."
I think, what can we do?
This TPS report is for you, my lord.
All right.
My liege.
What's enough to get someone to say, to do the bear thing? To say to their boss.
Chef?
Yes, chef.
The Gare Bear.
Oh.
Like if, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the bear of the TV show.
Yeah, I'm actually down with us just saying yes, chef.
I think we could do yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
But can we give like a t-shirt away? Is that enough? We got some cool pickleball paddles from the Space Cowboys we can give away. If someone like on camera gets them calling their boss Gare Bear or Sean Bear or whatever.
It only works because of the rhyming.
Okay, or some kind of creative nickname.
If you call him, I don't know, like Jakey or something. Yeah. If it's I've been just called some Paulie. Jokey nickname of your boss's first name.
Yeah.
The first show I ever had was over on the Texans flagship. Me and Brian Straw, Miss Brian, good dude. B Straw and Pauly G.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I rebranded. You know why? You know why, guys?
Because he turned 25?
Yes. I'm not even kidding. I had turned 25 and I was like, I'm not Pauly G anymore. I'm Paul Gallant.
So I remember trying to decide if I was going to be Joe or Joseph on the air or in life. I went by JG from like fourth grade through JG. Like 22. So I moved here basically.
Yeah. So, JG already taken though.
Yeah.
At Gal Media.
Yeah.
Also, if you went by JG, I'm not kidding.
I don't know what would come out of your mouth.
Me and my best friend from Massachusetts have a deep appreciation for this person that grew up in our hometown, who released a 13-track rap album.
Nice.
On CD. His name was JG.
Oh, I want to hear it now.
Honestly, we've been looking for the CD
He's not
for
on SoundCloud.
Years. Because he had a song called Mac and Y'all Broads All Day.
Gosh. I wish we could find it.
If I ever find it, I swear, we will play it. It's so bad, but it's so good.
I mean, if
good.
It's on a CD, I think we... No, these aren't connected to anything. We'd have to download it and then play it.
But yeah, I mean, listen, we've all had different names on the air. Josh Ennis called me Bootsy when I first got hired over at the Texans flagship because he thought I was an intern. So they called me intern Bootsy. And Josh will still call me that, like
Why Bootsy?
I don't know. He still does it every now and then trying to piss me off. And it works every single time.
Did you wear boots?
Yeah. Did you wear like rain boots?
No. It's just called me Bootsy.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it's like, can you say like Paul Bootsy so we get like the name in there?
Yeah, Paulie
so
Boots.
I have a name. That'd be great. Anyway, sorry, we're all over the place. It's Gallant and George. He is Joe. I am Paul. Texans and Vikings on Sunday. Texans
Farm!
And you also can talk about the Astros if you want. Up next, oh boy, Thursday night football. We tried to entertain you, Amazon Prime said to all of America last night. You'll hear their attempts to do it. Plus, my Patriots, they suck. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Stand! Hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
So the Texans and Vikings play on Sunday. There's some other games to get to. But Thursday night football was really good last night because of everything but the football. Everything but the football, Joe.
Yeah, it's not a great game for the Pats last night. I mean, it's the best Aaron Rodgers has looked. But.
I mean, so on one hand, there's the part of me that hates the New York Jets and hates New York sports fans hearing those brain-dead morons who all they know how to do is just chant the name of players. Like they do this for the Yankees. They're hearing the Aaron Rodgers like chants throughout the game because Rodgers looked really good. Bum me out. Also, Drake May comes in, his first pass, almost an interception. I'm back with the rest of the pack. I know it. You know it. But I really got a kick out of all of the parts of the game that were just so... No one really wants to watch this. First off, Al Michaels, Thursday Night Football, on the call. Al Michaels is so, so checked into the broadcast, as you could hear right here.
I think it's a harvest moon. I believe it's a super moon. I think it's the fourth of the year. And oh, the construction. Oh, yeah. A lot of possum out there in Manhattan tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Running around with all the rats that Mayor Adams is trying to get rid of.
That's just 18 seconds. Joe, want to guess what part of the game that was?
The second quarter?
Yeah, it was the second quarter. That was right before halftime.
Paul, I don't really know if I understand what he's saying.
I don't either.
Something about a moon?
So they showed...
And they had an accent?
They showed a picture of the moon on the broadcast. The moon looked very big. And I have no idea where Al Michaels was going there, but he went from talking about harvest moons to doing a Keith Jackson impression to talking about the mayor of New York City and rats.
Rats.
All in 18 seconds. Mwah! Perfection.
Yeah, it's almost like if you would have told me that that was a super cut that you made of like different moments in the game, I probably would have believed you. Because it was so random. Like, find out, like, Joe, guess which part is from the second, third, and fourth quarter? I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's easy. That was all at once.
He does not want to be there anymore, but he is paid very well to be there, and thus he is still there. Also on Thursday Night Football, so they're trying to keep people watching because it was a tough watch. You can watch Rings of Power right afterwards. I don't know about that either. Nikki Glaser, great stand-up comedian, is also doing something after the game. They're calling it Late Hits. We got a show called that. Should we sue them? Anyway.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to war with Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure
over
we'll win.
Late Hits.
Mr. Gao, Sir Gao versus Sir Jeff Bezos. We'll see. Nikki Glaser, though, I thought actually wasn't bad, but was getting panned for her jokes.
I just have to say it's so nice to finally meet the photo I show my plastic surgeon. But seriously, you were pretty intimidating. You look like the final boss at a country club. But truly, I am so thrilled to be here. I want to be honest, I am pretty new to football. I used to think a two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex, but every day I'm learning something new. For instance, today I found out that I look like 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Oh, wow. You can see it.
Yeah, I see. I can see it.
That's exactly how I looked at Burning Man. Now, I know a lot of people are probably expecting me to get up here and just, like, roast everyone, but this isn't a roast. Like, you guys didn't sign up for this, so I'm definitely not going to say that Richard Sherman looks like Busta Rhymes on Ozempic. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth... I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth looks like Men's Warehouse Shrek, or...
I like that one.
Or that Tony Gonzalez looks like who my mom thinks about during one of her long baths.
I thought she was funny. She was doing this with no laughter. There were some people in the set that were laughing. But no laughter from a crowd, which definitely helps with comedy. Instead, she had like a bunch of idiot Jets fans in the background going, Aaron Rodgers, and just making a lot of noise. I thought she did very well in that spot considering she kept it PG. And I think she's getting too much hate. So back off my girl Nikki, y'all.
Yeah, I thought that was fine. I mean, like, I don't really get the purpose of it.
They were saying it was awkward. I agree with you there, but guess what? It's Thursday Night Football. It's not good. It's Patriots and Jets. It was a bad game.
So this was after the game?
This was after the game on the post-game show.
Yeah, see, I think it needs to be during the game. Because, if you're going to, like... Because who sticks around? We talk about we don't watch pre-game shows, Paul. I've never watched a post-game show in my life. They're a huge waste of time. So as soon as that game's over, TV's off, or new channel, Game of Thrones, whatever it is.
Rings of Power Amazon Prime.
But that was the build-up to Ring of Power. You got a little Nikki Glaser.
Maybe some Reacher. I don't know what else is on Amazon.
The Boys.
The Boys on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good shows. The Marvelous Miss Maisel. There's some good shows on Amazon. But whatever the case, I thought she did actually pretty well there. Mm-hmm. And... I wouldn't mind seeing a little more of that. I mean, I think she'd do better as an analyst than Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez is so bad. It's really funny. Like, he just, of all the guys that are on that set, he's the one that stands out the most to me because he says nothing, asks the longest questions. You can replace him.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people in the booth as it is. Does he need to be there? Put a comedian in there.
Yeah, I would like just Whitworth. Whitworth and Sherman are a good time.
Yeah.
It's just Antonio or Tony Gonzalez is like just kind of doing CBS and Fox TV where it's like, no, the point of having Richard Sherman is that you can do it a little bit differently.
Exactly.
Why is it so clean? I mean, like everything. I thought they were going to try to modernize the broadcast.
NFL. Line. It's I agree because it is streaming. It would be nice if they could cut it so that you could have Nikki Glaser going full Nikki Glaser. Alas, yeah. Earwax. So that's Thursday Night Football. It was rough. It was rough. Continuing to go and talk about the National Football League. I don't know how many people saw this. It's a pretty good rant. Shannon Sharpe's show with Chad Ochocinco featured this rant by Ochocinco about the Panthers benching Bryce Young.
Man, I don't want to hear that shit, man. It's okay. I know you're the quarterback. You're the most important player and most important position on the field because you touch the ball every play. But come on, man. You listen, you have to say the right thing. Bryce Young is saying all the right thing because he's in a position where he has to. You went to a dumpster fire. It's the reason they were the team to pick and had the first pick in the draft. Everybody can see it. Your family going to tell you the truth. Your friends are going to tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. It ain't you. There ain't nothing wrong with you.
Some of it is, Ocho.
But listen.
Listen. Go ahead.
Find me somebody out the Old Testament. Find me somebody out the New Testament that can come play for the Panthers and make a difference. Nobody. Boy, Jesus himself can come down here in them sandals he be wearing. Ain't nothing changing.
Good job by Chad. It was a nice rant on the Nightcap show with Shannon Sharpe.
I mean, he's right. Is Sam Darnold going to be perfect this weekend? No. But look at the success he's having already. Look at Baker Mayfield. And he was there. Now you got Bryce Young. Like, this is an organization that has failed its quarterbacks time and time again besides Cam Newton. And even Cam Newton, like, they didn't set up for success. Hell, they drafted Jimmy Clausen and had to replace him a year later. Like, it doesn't matter if they sold it. They're one of, like, the big dumpster fire organizations. Maybe the dumpster fire organization in the NFL right now. They're going to have to fire their coach again, probably.
Man, that would be something else if they fired the coach and moved on from the quarterback that they just drafted first overall after trading a ton to go get that quarterback first overall. I wanted to share this with you guys because it's something else. Bryce Young has been going through a lot. I don't know the veracity of this, but per a account, ML Football, one of those aggregating accounts, trending per Total Pro Sports. Panthers quarterback Bryce Young's girlfriend, Myra Gordon, is now dating NBA star Tyrese Maxey. Well, I think that means that she's not the girlfriend anymore. Gordon has previously dated Shedeur Sanders and you guys ready for this one? Yeah. Jalen Green.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting collection of talent. Shedeur Sanders, Bryce Young, Jalen Green, Tyrese Maxey.
And it's very much like 23 and under.
Yeah, and she's clearly moving up. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's one of the best young players in the NBA.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey just signed a max deal.
Yeah.
Bryce Young just got benched. Just got benched for Andy Dalton. The other guy, yeah, all these guys stock up.
Jalen Green's stock is so much north of Bryce Young. Isn't that crazy? Like, Jalen Green's on a totally different planet.
It's also crazy. I think Jalen Green might be younger than Bryce Young.
Wow. That wouldn't surprise me because Jalen Green is...
They all get drafted when they're 19 and all the NFL guys stick around.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder if Derek Stingley Jr. is asked about how old Jalen Green is. I wonder what he'd say because Jalen Green is young, but Jalen Green is also a father.
True.
Is he much older than Derek Stingley Jr., even though they're probably... I bet they're the same age. I bet they're both 23.
Jalen Green, younger.
22.
Turned
22. Or not just.
So Jalen Green thinks Derek Stingley Jr. is much older.
About a year and a half apart.
Yeah. He's like, I look up to the guys like Stingley. The guys that paved the way for us, the new generation.
Jalen Green's about to be on his second contract. He's 22.
That's crazy. Yeah. We have a thought on the Texans at 713-780-3776. They play the Vikings Sunday. 2-point favorites per mybookie.ag. Promo code bet975. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I don't know what the game time decision is on Justin Jefferson, but if he does play, I don't know why. I just feel like he's going to have a T.Y. Hilton performance against the Texans. And if we're able to shut him down, I don't see the confidence right now in the offense. I think we win, you know, probably in the last-minute field goal. What do y'all think?
Interesting, Jerry. I do think it's going to be close. I do not think this is a given like we thought it was going into the year. Jefferson said he is going to play with the quad injury that he suffered. He is going to get his, and if we've learned anything over the Texans over the past calendar year, sure, they didn't allow any big plays against Caleb Williams and the Bears, but Jefferson's one of those guys that you can just throw it up in the air downfield. And I think the real question for Sam Darnold and for Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings offense, has Darnold, who was actually called out by Jefferson about this early on, has Darnold figured out, you know what, sometimes I just need to throw it to Justin Jefferson? Because Cousins eventually did, and it worked out a lot better for the Vikings offensively when he stopped being so safe. The thing with Darnold, though, is Darnold is somebody who turns the football over a lot. He has 2 interceptions thus far this year. I think the big question is, how often does he force it to Justin Jefferson? It will work. It will work. But with Darnold, you always know there's a chance for an interception. And I think the good thing for the Texans in this one is that in Kamari Lassiter, who had 2-1 called back interceptions on Sunday Night Football, and Derek Stingley, who had an interception, those are 2 guys who will come down with the football. So I think really that's the big question. Jefferson's going to get his, but are a couple of the balls that Darnold maybe puts up for Jefferson going to get picked off? That might be the difference.
And he is going to play. The Vikings just released their injury report. He's not on it. So he's good to go. Jordan Addison out. Dallas Turner, their first-round pick from the, or I think first-round pick from this year, he's out as well.
Yeah, so Jefferson, what does Turner play?
Pass rusher.
Pass rusher.
Okay. Defensive end. So Jefferson's in. He's going to get his. But like you said, Derek Stingley's going to have a chance to get the ball. And you could just really double cover him as much
especially
as possible.
Especially if Addison's out.
Yeah, I mean,
Jordan Addison's their other wide receiver.
Jalen Naylor is the next wide receiver.
Like, we can't laugh too much about rando receivers, given that Alec Pierce, who sounds like an 1850s politician, had a 50-something yard touchdown against the Texans. And, I mean, what's his name? DeAndre Carter on Sunday for the Bears.
Well, the other
was looking really good, too.
Well, who's that? Ashton whatever was the other Colts?
Ashton Kutcher? Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, but what was his
Dullen?
Name? Ashton Dullen?
Sure. Something like that. Like, I'd believe that. Again, it's just random guys that are having big plays. Jefferson's awesome. Double them all game. If the other guys beat you, they beat you. But Jefferson will still get his even if you double him. Hey, that's how good he is.
Just to be, you know, Alec Pierce still 6th in the NFL in receiving yards.
I was going to say, I think he got the Bears for a
he's only 11,
or he got the Packers for a touchdown.
Yeah, he's only 11 yards behind Justin Jefferson on the season.
Damn. I wouldn't have guessed that.
So.
But Nico, number 1 still.
Nico Best Collins. Receiver in football.
Nico Collins.
But statistically, he is. Statistically.
This year.
This year, specifically. All right. It's Galan and George. He's Joe. I'm Paul. You got Sean behind the glass. 713-780-3776 to call in to Texan. Houston might be getting something that it's been clamoring for. No, Houston might be getting 2 things it's been clamoring for. Stick around and find out what it is.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Texans and Bears Sunday in Minneapolis. Texans 2-point favorites. Did I say Bears? Good God. Texans and Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis. Texans are 2-point favorites. You've also got the Astros with their magic number at 5, taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim tonight with Justin Verlander on the hill. Expectations for Verlander? What are we looking for here?
Let's get 6 innings, 8 strikeouts.
Oof, that's asking a lot.
I'm ready for it. Like, if you're going to prove to me that you're going to be in the rotation and not have to be, you know, Ronald Blanco getting ready in the bullpen in emergency relief right away. Like, I'm ready to see something because he's definitely the 4th guy.
I definitely want to see strikeouts.
Yeah.
I suppose you can still look at this game after the fact and say, yeah, you know, I'm just working on stuff. I'm still ramping up, blah, blah, blah. Like pitchers always say during spring training. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a lot of strikeouts in tonight's game.
Yeah, just, you know, the grind, less of that. Like what Dana Brown was talking about, you know, yesterday on the flagship is that it's he's still grinding through at bats because he's just not getting strikeout. He just, the strikeout pitch is just gone. Like yeah. that has to come back for him to work in the postseason.
Todd the Show asks, 8 Ks. I think 8's a lot. 5 is really where I'm going for.
5's kind of what he's been giving you. Like, I'm ready.
Wasn't it 3 the last outing?
Or maybe it was 3.
Yeah, it was a number where you're like, oh. Like, I'm hoping it's just, I'm not expecting Verlander to be Verlander.
I know, but I'm not the one that said he turned a corner. That was Dana Brown. So turned a corner to me says 8 Ks mm-hmm. in a game. Like, those are the GM's words.
Okay.
So I'll stick with it.
And you're not calling him washed. He was not on washed watch.
No, he's still on the watch list.
He's on the
washed watch list.
Okay. The list.
Yeah.
But the list of, he's like the others receiving votes.
Yeah, he's a candidate.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. He's the write-in vote right now.
Guess what?
What?
The thing that we've all wanted.
Oh, yeah.
It might be coming back. And Keith, we'll get to you in a moment. Houston might not just be about to get the NHL back with Tillman Fertitta, probably the leader of an ownership group that's being discussed because there might be an expansion in the NHL. I know Utah's getting their team, but that's Phoenix moving to Utah. Mm-hmm. Houston also might be getting a WNBA team.
Yeah, interesting. So the Kron or Kron.com, not the Houston Chronicle.
Not the Houston Chronicle. The Houston Chronicle gets very mad when people assume that the Kron is the same thing. I'll be honest, I literally thought it was the
just
same
to make
thing.
Sure we give it the right, you know, publication credit. Kron.com, broke news yesterday that Tillman is submitting a bid on a WNBA franchise. So WNBA. And then I just like didn't even, without even reading it, I was like, oh, NHL's dead. Like that's over with. Not happening. Then you read it. Tillman wouldn't rule it out. And then we get another tweet later, really also yesterday morning, I guess, from Andy Strickland, who covers the NHL and covers the St. Louis Blues, that NHL owners are meeting with expansion groups, and one of them is Tillman for Houston.
Yep.
I guess he's going for both? He's going to go from owning one team to owning 3 teams?
And owning a restaurant group and a couple of casinos. Yeah. Look, I think everybody, you hear that there's hockey potentially coming back. Sounds great.
Yeah.
This is too casual of a sports town for a hockey team to be fully embraced. I know there's a lot of transplants from the Northeast and stuff, but no, you gotta win for this to actually make money. I don't know. I don't know that people would stick with it here. I know that they had a minor league hockey team here. The Arrows, it's minor league hockey in a major city, so it's probably not something that you're going to go to. And the Arrows are now, I think Minnesota's a minor league team up in Iowa. I don't think this is going to do so well. I would love to see it, but I don't think it would work. The WNBA in particular, if the NBA is the one that's backing all of it, great. But if this is all coming out of Tillman's pocket, I also don't see how that's realistic. The only reason I would maybe go to a WNBA game is maybe to see Caitlin Clark. Maybe. But I'll be honest, like it's not something I watch. It's not. I talk about the gossip. I enjoy the brawling that takes place in that sport. But I don't know that I'm going to go out of my way to go watch a WNBA game. And I think that's what Tillman Fertitta is going to have to really ask himself. Are people going to come to these events in my arena?
He must think so. If he's looking at, I mean, he's going to bid on a WNBA team. He's in the final two. And I'm guessing the way that these tweets about the NHL are being worded, it's Atlanta and it's Houston.
I can't believe they're doing Atlanta again. Like,
yeah, geez. For the third time?
This time will work out.
Are you going to expand to 33 or are you just going to expand to 34? So unless there's another city that is not being talked about at all, Houston's getting the hockey team. Like there's going to be an NHL team here in Houston by the end of the decade and WNBA team by the end of the decade. WNBA is interesting because Caitlin Clark, they moved their game against Washington to the Wizards Arena,
mm-hmm.
and it sold out.
Yeah.
And they've done that a couple different times this year when she's been on the road. So it kind of feels like the momentum's there. If you're going to get in the WNBA, like, this might be the time to do it, because it just seems like it's never been a hotter product than it is right now. I think people might care more about the WNBA team than the NHL team.
Interesting. I don't know if I go that far.
I'm not sure.
They have that. They literally have to get Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I think
essentially the WNBA has become like the Harlem Globetrotters barnstorming with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but
people go to the Caitlin Clark games. They do.
It's growing elsewhere too, though.
They're making new teams.
Yeah.
More people are watching it. I don't know that people are universally watching it more. And maybe I'm saying that this is anecdotal. I'm not doing it myself because I'm not going out of my way to watch it. I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not trying to dump on the sport like a lot of people do when they say they're not watching it. Eh, it's just not for me. I'm not. I like the NFL and the NBA. That's really my two favorite sports, my favorite leagues. I'm not going to watch another one. I'm just not. Kind of at that phase of my life. As a 35-year-old who's much older than everybody for Derek Stingley, just not going to go do it.
It almost just seems like Tillman wants to just have the Toyota Center be packed. Or not packed, but have something going on every single night. I mean, the NBA and the
NHL.
Be great
for our friends at the Highway Cantina.
Yeah, like they run congruent, but the WNBA starts after the NBA season. So, I mean, there'll be people there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will it be a sellout? No. But when you own the building, just having constant flow of traffic, it's kind of what it seems like he wants.
With that in mind, I wonder if Jim Crane tries to get in here so that they can build that Crane world around the ballpark, because Toyota Center is not too far away too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Look, it wouldn't be bad if it comes. I do just wonder how feasible it is, but hey, it's not my money. 713-780-3776 to call to text. We've got Keith with an Astros thought. Keith!
Hey guys, quick note on the WNBA. I'm the same age as Paul. I would probably only go to a game if Caitlin Clark was playing. No interest in watching it on TV. Congrats on all the success of the WNBA. My Astros question is, would you rather have Astros Yusei Kikuchi or Madison Bumgarner all time?
I mean, it's been so good with the Astros Yusei Kikuchi to this point.
They literally don't lose.
Wait,
but like, Madison Bumgarner is way more fun.
Like the best version of Madison Bumgarner?
Like whatever 2014 or whatever.
A guy who was like as good as Justin Verlander at one point.
Pull up Madison Bumgarner.
I mean, he was pretty legit.
But they don't lose.
When they won three World Series.
But they do not lose when...
when Yusei pitches.
When Yusei pitches.
I mean...
So you're... They are undefeated.
Yeah.
You will not lose a game.
You have to say Kikuchi. And Kikuchi did get so much grief when he came here. Not even his fault. It's not his fault that they traded as much as they did for him.
I would miss Lisa Loeb songs now on the broadcast. Yusei.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big loss if you don't go
to Kikuchi. I don't know what we can do with Bumgarner.
It would have been really cool, though. I mean, imagine Madison Bumgarner using his alias Mason Saunders at the Houston Rodeo.
Yeah. Mm.
Madison Bumgarner is just such a character. But to this point, you're right. They are undefeated with Yusei Kikuchi on the hill, including last night. How about that?
I mean, he's a star.
Mm. Yeah, it was 2014 where he just pitched. He pitched, like, what, seven games in a playoff run?
I need to hear, because apparently Japan is broadcasting some of Kikuchi's starts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to start sharing the call of Yusei Kikuchi strikeouts.
Oh.
Japanese play-by-play, Korean play-by-play are just like Spanish soccer calls. Just so much more energy. I don't know what they're saying. I'd much rather listen to it in Japanese than in English. What does that say about me? A lot, but perhaps I'm a traitor to my own country and to the English language, but Japanese play-by-play baseball, just like Korean play-by-play baseball, top-notch. It's the best kind of baseball play-by-play.
Apparently, not the same age, because, according to Derek Stingley Jr.,
much older.
Kikuchi's much older, but Kikuchi and Ohtani went to the same high school, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Brian McTaggart tweeted that.
This is like the new Clayton Kershaw, Matt Stafford story.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's like Westlake, where it's like Drew Brees, Nick Foles, and I forgot who the other one is. Someone who stinks. Cade Klubnik. All went to the same high school.
Cade Klubnik.
Yeah. Oh, and Sam Allinger.
I thought Sam went there too. Yeah. He's still in the NFL?
Yes, for the Colts.
Mm. Sean Behind the Glass, Joe George, it's Scalon and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we first looked at the schedule for the Houston Texans, we assumed the Minnesota Vikings would be an easy victory for our beloved boys in Deep Steel Blue and Battle Red. Is that actually the case? We will discuss next. Stick around. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.